Greetings, everybody. Welcome once again to LensVisions.com. I'm Len Cook, and we're here to talk about photography. I'd like to talk about some of the technical issues about photography, and also some of the aesthetic guidelines that can help you make better pictures and help you understand what it is that you're setting out to do. Let's get started. Handheld meters. We talked about those very briefly a while ago. They measure light lots of different ways. Actually, two different ways. Anybody remember what the two different ways are that they measure light? Handheld meters will usually do both kinds, incident and reflected. And it matters how you set them up. This is two copies of the same meter. One is set up for reflected light. The other one is set up for incident. This meter has that little white bulb on the front of it. You can just slide it off to one side, and it's a reflected light meter. This is the same routine that we used when we were looking at Angel's light meter. This is the same idea. You can just slide it to one side and turn it into an incident meter. There are a couple of fundamental differences. What is the difference between reflected light and incident light? Reflected light is the light coming from the subject. Incident light is the light falling onto the subject. Reflected light metering. It is light being reflected by the subject back toward the film. Another type of light meter is an incident light meter. Instead of holding the meter and looking at the subject, now the meter can be either in your hand or in the camera, but you're pointing the meter at the subject. Instead of pointing the meter at the subject, I can turn around and point the meter at the light. I can point the meter at the light instead of the subject. That tells me how much light is falling on the subject. It doesn't say anything about the brightness or darkness of the subject, but it tells me a very precise piece of information about the amount of light falling on the subject. Incident light meters have things like domes or discs. Handheld light meters look very much like this. This white thing on the outside, this dome, is for taking incident light readings. Most handheld meters will do both reflected, and by moving the dome into position, here's a reflected light reading, then I move the dome over the meter, turn the meter around, that's an incident reading. The dome does it. That gives it away. That's the incident reading. Of course, this is an LCD panel here, so that when you turn the meter on, information shows up in this panel. This is a dial. That's not hard to see. That's not hard to figure out. So a couple of the meters that are drifting around have dials on them, and a couple of the meters that are moving around have LCD panels on them. How the meter reads out, how you get the information out of the meter, is irrelevant. The meters work the same way. All external meters provide the same piece of information. 18% gray. That's a fact. It's how it is. 18% gray. When you point a reflected light meter at something, it's telling you, use this exposure and what you'll get in your print is 18% gray. Or what you'll get on your slide will be a value of 18% gray. That doesn't mean it will change the color. So if you point it at something blue, it's not going to, you know, that exposure, of course, is not going to turn that blue piece of fabric or that piece of blue sky. It's not going to turn it gray, but it will yield an 18% reflective surface. So what? Why would it do that? Who cares about 18% gray? Well, you had to standardize on something. And 18% gray is kind of in the middle of the gray tones that printing paper will reproduce. 90%, 18%. Gray cards are everywhere. See, little darkroom data guide? Old. This book is old. 18% gray card. How come you have an 18% gray card in a darkroom data guide? Well, because you're going to be testing films, and if you're going to be testing films, you might as well have an 18% gray card in it so you can have somebody hold it up beside their face while you take a picture of them. Then you develop the film, and you see where the 18% gray card is. This is one of the ways of testing film, is checking for an 18% gray piece of information. Now, when you point the meter at something, it says 18% gray. So I've got this set up now. I took this incident light sphere, disc, rather. I took the disc off, and so now it will read reflected light. So in this light, right here, if I use this reflected light meter, it tells me that the gray card value is a 15th of a second at f4. That's the exposure that I should use to take a picture. A 15th of a second at f4 when I meter the gray side of this gray card. Wow, that's cool. So I can use a 15th of a second at f4. Now I take a look at the white side. A 15th of a second at f5.6. Well, what exposure should I use? A 15th of a second at f4? Or a 15th of a second at f5.6? Which one is right? This is what you have to remember. When you point the meter at something, and that can be when you point the meter at a landscape, when you point your camera at a landscape, it's telling you this is the reading for 18% gray. Well, what if the landscape is white? It's all snowy. If you give it the exposure that the meter is telling you to give it, what are you going to get? Gray snow. Don't eat gray snow. Don't photograph gray snow. The reason I'm getting into this way is that you need to understand what the meter is telling you. The meter is telling you when you point it at something, the scene in front of me, the scene that you're pointing me at, averages out to 18% gray. And most natural scenes, most scenes like indoors, in a scene like this, if I'm taking a picture of a group like this, you smash it all together and yes, it averages out to 18% gray. That's one of the other fundamental values of 18% gray. The world averages out in tonal values to 18% gray. So, since the world averages out in tonal values to 18% gray, they put 18% gray in the middle of the standard tone scale, and they use 18% gray to calibrate meters. All meters are set to deliver an exposure that will give you 18% gray. It works out very, very well sometimes. You need to be aware of the circumstances in which it doesn't work well, though. If you have a person, I'll volunteer, standing in front of a bright white background, and you take a meter reading, let's say for a minute, curtains aren't here, and there's a nice scene outdoors. You can see out the window, and I'm standing in front of the window, and you can see outdoors, and there's something fun going on, a swimming pool or some party or something going on, and you say, well, I'm going to include the window and the person. I'm the person, there's the window. Well, it's bright out there, and it isn't bright in here. So you take the meter reading, and guess what? The person turns dark. They show up way dark, so dark that you can't even see them, because the meter averaged in the window, which is very far apart. Values are very far apart. So sometimes when you challenge the film by trying to include values that are very, very far apart, the picture fails on one end or the other. Now, since you're smart as a photographer, I'm standing in front of the window and you say, ha! Outside it's really bright and that's fooling my meter. So I'm going to walk up nice and close and meter just the person volunteering. Take a meter reading there and then back up and use that meter reading to take the picture. Well, then what happens to the scene outside? It gets overexposed, right? Has that ever happened to anybody? Where you get one part of the scene just blown out completely in the picture and the other part is dark? That's why. The meter is trying to average things out And you can't average this scene out. You have to give away one or the other. That's why some cameras have a built-in backlight control. Because you push the button for backlight, and it says, ah, okay, I'm going to add 2 stops of exposure here. I'm going to let the backlight go. I'm going to just let that stuff go to white. I'm not going to try to average it in. I'm going to add 2 stops to the overall exposure. That's because things don't average out to 18% gray, because the range is just too wide. So, 18% gray is what exposure meters tell you. If meters are calibrated to 18% gray, and they're talking about reflectance of things, then what's with the incident light meter? The incident light meter measures the light falling on the gray card, or on the white card, or on the landscape, or on the person who volunteered next to the window. So I said that the white card was a 15th at f5.6, and the gray card was a 15th at f4. Well, guess what? If I use the incident meter, it doesn't matter what side of the card is showing. It says a 15th at f4. Using an incident meter says this exposure that I'm giving you will turn an 18% gray card 18% gray, and it will turn a 90% card 90% reflectance. So incident light seems to be the answer, wouldn't you say? Because if you point a reflected light meter at a white card, it'll turn it gray. That's stupid. If you point an incident light meter in the same scene at the light, it'll turn that white card white. What's the benefit of using reflected light then? Well, you don't have to walk over to the subject position with a reflected light meter. You can just look at the subject, take a meter reading of it. That's easier, especially if you're doing a landscape. You're standing on one side of the Grand Canyon, you're taking a picture of the other side of the Grand Canyon, you're standing in shade, and the other side of the Grand Canyon is in sun. What are you going to do? Walk around the Grand Canyon? Stand there with your incident light meter and say, oh, look, sunny 16. I'm sure glad I walked this 20 miles to get over here and take this meter reading. No, instead you're going to be in the shade. You don't care about being in the shade because you're going to pick up your camera and you're going to look out across the Grand Canyon, and your camera is going to read the reflected light and you're going to take a picture of it. Simple, simple. The other thing is, that's very important. I told you that exposure affects the dark areas of the picture, and changes in development are most easily seen in the light areas of the picture. Didn't I? Do you remember that? What that means to you is that if you adjust your development, you can make the whites whiter. A reflected light reading can be used to calculate just how much you have to adjust your development. An incident light meter won't tell you anything about adjusting development. Nothing. A reflected light meter will give you information that is useful in adjusting development. So this is the main difference between reflected and incident light meters. The reflected light meter tells the user, this exposure will turn what I see into 18% gray. And if I see a big scene, you know, I'm going to add it all together, and it's going to come out as 18% gray. The incident meter says this exposure will make an 18% gray card, 18% gray. Do you see the difference? Do you care about making an 18% gray card, 18% gray? No, of course you don't. But you do care about having 18% gray values in reality show up as 18% gray values in your prints. And you do care about 15% gray values showing up as 15% gray values in your prints, and so on. You do care about that, don't you? I'm not feeling the care. You know, this stuff is really putting you guys away. I'm sorry, but you know, this is 18% gray as a concept. You gotta know it. It's fundamental to exposure. Understanding that exposure meters are telling you something extremely specific is critical. Exposure meters are giving you an extremely specific piece of information, and this is it. They're not just making things up, but I am. When you find out that all of this is a lie, you're going to think, why did he do that to us? He has a really warped sense of humor. What a twisted bastard I had for an instructor in photography, I'm telling you. Phew. Okay, really, those are the two things. Well, that's all for that topic right now. I'd like to move on to another topic, but we'll take a little break first. I certainly hope that information helps you speed along your way to making better pictures. Thanks for joining us once again at lensvisions.com. I'm Len Cook. Bye for now.